Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show me out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And it's gonna be a doozy for everyone. I mean, we ran the gamut of sports this weekend, right? Because Saturday night, you have the Miami Hurricanes. They remain unbeaten. They go up to Tallahassee. They hand the Seminoles their second consecutive loss. Did you see Carson Beck's numbers, by the way? 20 of 27, 241 yards, 4 TDs.
Special.
Dude had a game, and Hurricanes are special. You could make the argument that the Hurricanes are the best team in college football right now. I think officially they're two, but you could make the argument that they are the best team in college football.
Oh, yes, I can make the argument. I agree with it, though, to be honest. Yeah. They could do it in so many different ways. Carson Beck is weapons. And then every now and again, Mario wants you to show how tough they are, and they line up in a goal line package on the 40 and just beat your head in and then go empty again and just let Carson pick you apart. It's special what they're doing.
Sometimes Mario wants to give the other team a chance to get back in it for no apparent reason. And so he starts doing some of his on-field stuff that never has made any sense. Yeah. But regardless, then you have the Dolphins. You know, they open fast and furious. You think they're gonna romp, and we've all seen the movie before. I got a text before the first half was over from the Ticket Wizard, and he wrote, "Can't believe they're gonna lose this game." And I said, "How do you think they're gonna lose this game?" And he went, you know, point by point on how it was obvious that they were going to lose this game. And he was right. And granted, he's 56 years old. He has lived in Miami 56 years. He's lived through it all. He's seen it. He knew how that movie was going to end. So we've got a lot to talk about today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mike McDaniel, by the way, has his Monday press conference starting in about 10 minutes. Will Manso is there. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about what he observes at the press conference today. John Michaels is going to join us, talk some Canes. We could talk Dolphins with him as well. When I had texted Will this morning, I was like, hey, you want to come on around 2:30 this afternoon? He said, well, McDaniel starts at 2:15. I don't know if he'll be done by 2:30. And I said, oh, he hasn't finished his opening salvo of ums and ers and ahs by 3 p.m. at the earliest. So, yeah, he's in Will was in Tallahassee. I mean, talk about running the gamut. Like, he was in Tallahassee, and he's a Cane. Watch what happened Saturday night. And now, 10 minutes from now, he is going to watch Mike McDaniel walk to that podium and start with the nonsense. You know, I watched John Harbaugh last night after the Ravens got the snot kicked out of them. That was my big play over the weekend, too. I loved the Texans -1.5. And John Harbaugh, it was like, yeah, we got beat. Every facet of the game, we're going to have to get this right. But it was like concise answers. I'm not saying that it would have satisfied me if I'm a Ravens fan, because I'm not a Ravens fan. And I know there's a little bit of heat percolating around John Harbaugh right now as well, even though Lamar Jackson wasn't there, because they just can't seem to win, which is going to be the same thing with Buffalo, by the way. We talked about McDermott. Like, they have the pieces, can't seem to win. But anyway, I'm watching John Harbaugh after they get their asses kicked. And it was like these concise answers. And I'm kind of just contrasting that with what I watched from McDaniel after the loss yesterday. And I just don't understand how he can rally his troops. Like, I watched Harbaugh, and I can see how he would be able to rally the players. And I watch McDaniel, and I just don't see how he, like, if it falls flat on me, and I'm easily swayed, if it falls flat on me, how is it going to work on, you know, big football veteran guy?
And with a lack of leadership on that team. Like, we talked about it. Like, so, and McDaniel's message is around the corner, and he when he says football, he says 11-on-11 football, like, and he just says all that goofy stuff. You'd have to have guys in the locker room then come back and be like, hey, y'all, let's do this, let's do that. Is it Zach Sealer? Like, we've talked about this. Tua's not doing it. Tua's not made to be that guy where it can get – that's going to get very annoying. It just – and I don't want to say he's Cam Cameron, but Cam Cameron was like that with the goofy, with the everything's positive, guys. Let's look on the brighter side of things. Bitch, we just got beat by 30. Get out of here. Like, it's going to be – yeah.
Tell me again that you find out – what you're made of. If you like, I don't want to find out anything else. I want to win a game when I'm up that many points against a terrible Carolina team. I just want you to win the game, you know? And there's a couple stats just on Twitter, and it was just fans. This is shocking. Cause yeah, obviously we know, Rico Dowdle had like the game of his career.
You guys were hating on him, by the way. Yeah, you guys were hating on him last week. I told you this guy ran for 1,000 yards last year.
He almost ran for 1,000 yards yesterday. Forget about last year. If he was the everyday back for that team, he'd rush for 7,000 yards. But listen to this from just a fan Twitter. Trevor Etienne, who's not Rico Dowdle, by the way, outrushed the entire Dolphins offense yesterday. He had 4 carries for 22 yards. I mean, you look at some of the numbers, and then you watch Drake May last night go into Buffalo and do what everyone's been waiting for Tua and Mike McDaniel and the entire team to do. And it's just, it's an infuriating Monday for Dolphins fans.
And it's going to, watching that game, the numbers, the Tua's numbers look great. Three touchdowns, what, 256? Yeah. His numbers look good. But watching that game, that wasn't impressive. He had some good throws. We get you up by 17. Y'all let him get back in the game. Well, damn, y'all let him rush for 260 yards. Watching how they say all three phases on the same page. Nobody's on the same page. They're not playing complimentary football, and it's going to get to a point where there's going to start getting some frustration from the opposite sides of that sideline, where it's like, damn, stop somebody. Shut up. You go score some more points. And because it looks so terrible. Looks so embarrassing. Just watch somebody. And they can't tackle. And they can't cover. What's it with the chickens? Or Solana says the hens come home to roost. But I say the chickens come home to roost. The problems that we saw in the preseason, that game yesterday defensively, you saw it all. You can't leave him in man-to-man because Jack Jones can't cover anybody.
I was so wrong on Jack Jones. I can't even begin to tell you how wrong I was on Jack Jones. He's terrible.
So he can't cover anybody man-to-man. So you really can't blitz. Because if you blitz, you're leaving Jack Jones and Douglas man-to-man. And Douglas is okay, but he's no damn Darrell Revis. So now you have to stay in zone. You stay in zone, you leave all these big holes open. And we saw even Bryce Young, who's not a Pro Bowler, can find those holes. Oh, yeah, and you have no damn pass rush. So everything we thought we were seeing in the preseason, Anthony Weaver by far is not calling a good game. He's always reactionary. If they run the ball left, he blitzed left on the second play. They're not running the same play over again, Mr. Weaver. They're going to run something else because they know what you're about to do, try to stop the play that they just ran. He's trying to stop the last play, but he's limited. He is limited in his play calling because our secondary can't cover man-to-man. It's a conundrum that we're in defensively, and our D-tackles are garbage. That's the final, icing on the cake. Our D-tackles cannot play football.
Hawk, I don't know what else you want McDaniel to say. I get frustration. I'm as frustrated with McDaniel as well.
It's the way he says it. That drives me crazy.
I'm glad Crowder brought up Anthony Weaver because, man, I just want people to stop putting blame on one person. And I'm not saying you're doing that, Hawk, but I'm sitting there yesterday and I'm watching the fourth quarter and I'm saying, we're going to lose this football game. And then Tua scores that touchdown. He finally hits Waddle. I said, wow, finally, like Tua's signature moment of the season, right? Finally came in week 5. And the Panthers get the ball back. And after the first play, I said, they're going to go down. They're going to score. There's no doubt in my mind. Our defense can't stop anybody. How is it possible that your offense blows a 17-point lead, doesn't get the ball back to Waller, who's been their best target over the past 2 weeks, and then your defense can't stop anybody? It's just total ineptitude on the roster, on the coaching staff, everything. Like, I can't believe we're at a point where everything about this team has soured. Everything. Other than the kicking game, of course, with Riley Patterson.
Well, they couldn't even kick that long field goal that they wanted to earlier in the game because they don't trust him to kick deep. So I'm out on Riley Patterson, even though he's batting 1,000. No, here's what I would say, though, to your point about the defense can't stop anything. Then why punt at the end? Now, that's a Mike McDaniel decision. He's supposed to be a gutsy gambler guy. And I know, what was it, 4th and 17?
Fourth and 17.
If you know, we all watched the same game. If you know that they cannot stop, this is hard to say, the Carolina Panthers offense, why do you give them the ball back? Why? Even though you have 3 timeouts. Because all they need is 1 first down. So why do you give them the ball back? And I understand, 4th and 17, I think I saw that there's a 2% greater chance of getting the ball back or scoring, winning that game if you punt the ball But man, if you watch that game, and then the other thing is, if you are going to punt, hey, maybe hustle the punt team out there so you're not lollygagging and the punt's coming, you know, with like a minute left to go. I thought it was a collapse. I thought it was an epic collapse. I'd watched it a season ago with Eberflus and the Bears where, and we've watched it with Mario with the Canes, to be quite honest. There's times where, you know, just at the end of the game, somebody looks like they're outclassed on the sidelines. And I thought Mike McDaniel, I just felt like by the end of that game, he didn't know if he was coming or going. He couldn't believe what he witnessed. Now, it is shocking how they cannot run the ball and shocking how well the other team can run the ball on them. And so I can understand, I guess, at some point, maybe just acknowledging to yourself as a head coach, a coordinator, hey, we don't have the personnel. I can bang my head against the wall all I want. We don't have the personnel. So what's the difference? I punt, I go for it on 4th and 17. What's the I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. You know, he watched that errant pass to Jaylen Waddle on that final drive where you needed it. So he's probably thinking to himself, oh, 4th and 17, I'm going to get a receiver wide open and two is going to overthrow him by a mile. Or, okay, I punt it, but I know what's going to happen. We're going to give up a first down and there goes any chance of winning the game. And the only way that we won't give up a first down is if we cheat, which is what Jack Jones did. He got flagged for it that time.
Hawk, the real reason they punted is because McDaniel knows in order for our receivers to run 17 yards down the field, we need at least what, Crowder? 1.5, 2 seconds? You don't have that with Larry Borum and Cole Strange and Patrick Paul and Jonah Savainaya, who might be the worst player in the NFL right now. The worst player in the NFL.
He's certainly the worst at his position.
By far.
He made, 91? I don't sit on know the guy's name. He was looked like Warren Sapp. He just ran around Savainaya every time the ball was snapped. We are mashed potatoes putting snack pack on both lines of scrimmages. That's your answer. Why can't we run the ball? Our line is a snack pack. Why can't we stop the run? Our D-line is a snack pack.
Did I love a snack pack when I was a kid? You never had those, did you, Solana?
I had Jell-O, which made, like the brand Jell-O made pudding. So
snack pack. You didn't call them snack packs, did you?
No, I called them
pudding. Yeah, we called the little pudding cups. They were snack packs, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, did I love a snack pack.
Do you love a snack pack as your D tackle?
Not so much.
Did you see?
They should all have jerseys waiting for them in their lockers next week that say snack pack on the nameplate.
And oh boy, Dowdle had to have 100 yards after contact. Once he got to the second.
They don't tackle.
The linebackers, Minka Fitzpatrick was whiffing. And I know he can play. He's a pro bowler.
But it's scheme, right?
I thought Anthony Weaver was going to have them play violent.
That's the best.
Did he say he was going to have them play violin? Did I hear him wrong?
He said he was going to have them play like violets.
Crowder, it has to be scheme though, right? Look, I'm willing to say Chris Greer whiffed on Kenneth Grant, like fine. I don't think it's fair to do that to a rookie 5 games in, but fine, right? Like we can say shouldn't have been taken that high up with Kenneth Grant. Guy can't play. He looks awful. They're relying on another rookie in that spot to play snaps. He doesn't look ready in Jordan Phillips. But how could the defensive line and the linebackers look that bad against the run? It has to be scheme.
No, it doesn't. You give me in that same whatever that play is called, whatever they call it, base under O, 7 adjusted. You give me Keith Trader, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, JT, me and Zach in the middle, they would not have had 100 yards rushing. I don't care what the scheme was. You whoop somebody's ass in front of you and go make a play. Like you have as many people as they have. We weren't playing with 10. We were playing with 11 like them, and they have a quarterback. So we actually have an advantage defensively because we don't have a quarterback. I promise you, I'm not defending Anthony Weaver. I swear. I watched the game, went back and watched it again, and then watched the highlights this morning. I was traveling. I had nothing better to do. They are not violent. They do not penetrate. There's nobody in the backfield. Jalen Phillips and Chubb can get off the edge, but they don't run off the edge because they're like, okay, let Jalen and Chubb run up. They'll run up the field. We're going to go right in behind the ass, and there's no tackles or linebackers that are going to touch a soul. Oh, yeah, and if they do get over top to make this play, they're going to get a dowdle knee to the chest. They're going to fall down on the ground with their eyes closed, and he's going to haul ass for 50. It was that I was a run-stopping guy. You mess with me about the pass coverage, yes, I'm not going to stay with the tight end, but about as long as Tua has to throw the ball, about 2 seconds. But stopping the run is something I was good at. It is embarrassing watching them try to play the run game. It's sad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was sad. That was sad to watch. Let's do
Did you see the formation? Headlines. When he was next to the quarterback, but he was like a yard behind him, and you knew they were running the same play there that they just ran to the other side. There was nobody pointing. There was nobody. You know, remember that thing Zach used to do where he started hopping
towards just going the play? Through the motions.
They're looking at their keys. They're in the same formation, but the tight end's on the other side and the running back's on the opposite side, but he's behind the quarterback. You think he's trying to block from behind the quarterback? I was about to cuss. You think he can't do anything from there but run the ball? They're running this football opposite side. The RPO action is exactly what they're doing. Nobody moved that way. Nobody shifted. Nobody's communicating. They're out there just – they're not playing football. They're on the field trying to figure out what's going on out here, fellas. That was a disgusting display of run defense. It was getting – every time I watched a highlight or a play, it was just – like my hair was raising up on the back of my neck. I was like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Which angers me more, hearing you talk about it that way, angers me more that they punted the ball away with a minute 20 to go. Said, yeah, we'll stop you this time. Oh, all right. All right. We've waited now. Now we're going to get by. Now,
figure it out.
Oh, we're going to stop you. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
All right. Well, everybody, calm down. Florida Panthers are back on the ice tomorrow, baby. Let's go.
Talk about it. Let's go.
And the Miami Heat play tonight as well. Let me get a round of applause for that as well.
Talk about it. Let's go.
Preseason?
Yeah. Preseason.
Preseason. Mm. They played Saturday night. Let me know if you want the spark notes on it.
How'd it go? They win? Lose?
They lost, but starters only played like 12, 15 minutes.
I'm not being funny. Who were the starters?
It was actually kind of crazy. I'm glad you asked. I was hoping you would.
Oh, Lord. 10 seconds, please.
Well, please. 10 minutes, right? 10 minutes you meant?
There's five starters. Name five names real quick.
Nico Jovic, Bam Adebayo, not Kalel Ware. So Nico Bam. Jaime Jaquez
Jr. Just name the five starters.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., Norman Powell, your guy Norm, and Andrew Wiggins. Those are your five starters.
Rozier not starting, huh?
Terry Rozier did not make the trip, unfortunately. He's injured. All five guards for the Heat didn't make the trip. They're all injured, other than Drew Smith, who played, and the Drew Smith train is back on the rails, baby. Let's go. Let me know. Let me know if you want on. Right.
Fair enough. I don't, but thank you.
I'm fine.
Okay. Hurricanes move up to number two in the AP poll. Ohio State remains number one. They have 40 first-place votes. Miami jumps Oregon back to number two. They had 21 first-place votes.
Did you see the Lightning Panthers preseason stuff on Saturday?
7-0 they win, but there's like 173 penalty minutes in their third preseason game.
The Lightning, like, they called up goons for a preseason game and just went bat bleep crazy on the Panthers.
Really?
They ended up, at one point, the Lightning had more players in the penalty box than on the bench. I got to show you this picture from Saturday. It's unbelievable.
But what happened? Tobin kind of explained it to me Sunday morning, Hawk, where apparently Nico Mikkola, I think it was Mikkola, got kicked out of the game. But because
game misconduct.
There were so many game misconducts, the referees like couldn't keep track of everybody that was disqualified. He ends up scoring a goal, and then
the refs
go to video replay, and they're like, no, that can't count. This guy's supposed to be disqualified.
Later, it was 5 minutes after he scored the eighth goal. They're all of a sudden, you know, they get like a call from the, you know, headquarters or whatever. And they go, yeah, disallowed. It's now 7-0. This is 5 minutes. There's been game action. They disallow the goal because Nico Mikkola shouldn't have even been on the ice. But he didn't know. It wasn't like he snuck back out there. There were so many misconducts. He had no idea he got one.
How do you miss him on the ice? He's not sneaking around.
They got to stop scheduling them in preseason, right? They just have to.
Save this for the regular season. Right. Save it for the regular season because that was wild.
It's just stupid. It just becomes it's a fight every time. They're playing three times in preseason for what?
If you can't beat them.
That's right. That's exact. But Tampa, like, they didn't come to play hockey. They called guys up. They have no business. They pulled the guy out of a delivery truck. Or am I talking about Mark Sanchez?
I text him.
Who?
I text him.
Mark Sanchez?
Live. When the story first came out, it was he got stabbed in intensive care. So I text him, you know, hope you get back, get well soon, brother. Then the story comes out. I don't think I can unsend my text because now I don't really want him to get well soon.
Right. Now you're the perp. Now you got to text him again. You got to, hey, I don't want to be called as a character witness. Delete this text.
I think, to some care, you're beating up 70-year-olds. Get the hell out of my phone.
Guy's a perp.
What the hell's going on?
All right, your weather tonight, Chiefs and Jaguars are going to play Monday night football. You do have a Heat preseason game tonight. You got MLB playoffs tonight. We'll run through the college football scores and some NFL scores coming up later on, but the Dolphins dropped to 1-4. The Miami Hurricanes improved to 5-0. They're off this week, and the Dolphins get the Chargers at home on Sunday. Your weather?
Ronde Gadsden the second.
Yes, sir.
House divided? Is that something?
I don't think there's any division. I think a Ronde senior is rooting for a Ronde the second, and I might be as well.
We shouldn't we all? Like, this season's done. Shouldn't we for 1 week say, hey, we love the Finns. I love the Finns. I'm putting that aside for a week. We're rooting for our guy OG this week and the Chargers. Can we do that?
I can root for a Ronde to do well. I think I'm going to bet a Ronde the second to score his first ever NFL touchdown, because I think there would be some sort of poetry if it happened
that
against the Dolphins.
Cool. In Dolphins, in Hard Rock? That would be cool.
But I root for the Dolphins, even though I'm probably better off with them losing, to be quite honest. We should talk about Cam Ward today, too. Did you see that comeback against Arizona? God. You think we had a rough loss yesterday? Imagine being a Cardinals fan.
Idiots, throw the ball. Get the ball.
Hold on to the ball. What are you in a rush? What are you in a rush for?
This ain't my ball. This is your ball. Keep your ball. But if we cheer for little OG, I can cheer for Justin Herbert. I can't cheer for Jim Harbaugh. I don't really like Jim Harbaugh.
Fair.
Now, if you have to take on the whole team, Harbaugh would be my strong no. Mm.
Right.
You can't cheer for Justin Herbert either. Guy's a bum.
I'd rather have two.
He'd have beat the Panthers yesterday.
I'd rather have Bryce Young.
Man, they made him look like, on that final drive, he looked like the greatest, like, composed. If I had told you he was 6'8 and a 12-year veteran, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he looks it, man. He is just picking them apart.
How about Bradley Chubb punch him in the chest and he fumbles like a child would?
I don't even know if he punched him in the chest. I think he yelled, boo.
Give me that ball.
They're previewing on SportsCenter the game tonight, and all I saw was the video of that guy Duval. Like, they're showing that particular clip.
Oh my god! Did you hear Pat McAfee and them making fun of McDaniel?
Yes, I did. I watched it because McAfee loves Indianapolis, so you're going to get a whole bunch of Colts talk. And his this is my guess: Pat McAfee's biggest exposure to Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins this season was game one when they played his team, because I imagine he watches Colts games more intently than anything else. Like, we watch Dolphins games. We can talk about all the games because we watch all of them. Somehow we take it all in. But I guarantee you, Pat McAfee, the most real intense watching he's done of the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel this season was week one. So that's all he needs to see. But they were all over that guy today.
And they said exactly what we said. The little tag on his shoes, the off-white tag on his shoes. It's cute when you're winning. It's embarrassing when you're losing. You're 1-4 and you're walking around with tags flipping off your shoes. They said he looked like a kid that his mom said, go get in the shower. They had some jokes. I was dying.
All right. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment. What else you have there, Solana?
Just quickly, your weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Hot, humid. That's your weather.
All right. John Michaels in the next segment. We'll talk some Miami Hurricanes football with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we talk with John Michaels, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan you will ever meet. When I saw him at Hard Rock Stadium for the Gators game, I mean, that guy was getting mad love from Canes fans all over the joint. So he is with us now. John, can you make the case, in your humble opinion, that the University of Miami is the number one college football team in the nation right now?
If I had a vote, you absolutely would have them as the number one team in the nation. I've actually tried texting people from the AP to get a vote so we could get people that actually watch college football to have votes in the Associated Press poll. But just judging off everything that they've talked about in the past, Miami has three ranked wins as of right now. Notre Dame, South Florida, somehow Florida State still ranked. But that's three ranked wins. We have the best offensive line in the country. I don't think that's a conversation. We have the best defensive player in the country in Reuben Bain Jr. I'm not sure there's an argument there. You could argue we have the best quarterback in the country in Carson Beck, and I know good and damn well we got the best freshman in the country in Malachi Toney. Add all that up. Miami's the best team in the country. Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, bring it. Ain't nobody scared of nobody this year.
Man, it felt good on Saturday night. Did you go to the game? I forget.
No, so this is where I made a mistake trying to be cheap before the year. Before the year, when Florida State was coming off 2-10, the tickets were about $100 a piece. My theory was, all right, Florida State's going to lose to Bama. They'll probably lose another game. Those tickets may even drop. And trying to bring my entire family, six of us going down there, it was going to be a fairly expensive trip. Well, of course they beat Bama. Those tickets go from $100 to about $500 a piece. And I said, I refuse to pay $500 a piece to sit in row 80 of an Erector set with brick around it. No, thanks. I stayed at home. We had a nice big house party. I drank a lot of liquor. We decided to do fireball shots for every time we scored. Well, then it started turning into fireball shots for every first down. That got sideways in a hurry.
Hey, Dawson, he was in his bag. I know he could call and what he did for Cam Moore, but like, are y'all going to lose him after this year? Because he's very impressive with his play calling.
Crowder, I thought he was going to leave last year because he had the number one offense in the country. And I know some jobs had reached out to him. And I wonder if maybe Shannon was looking and just going, all right, I'm going to take the right job and not just any job, because that dude calls a game. Florida State put an extra defender in the box and said, look, we're not going to let Miami manhandle us like Virginia did last week. We're going to stop the run. Well, fine. You load up to stop the run. He called the flea flicker on the most perfect time. You get the interception. It's 7-3. I think there's a lot of coaches that say, okay, if we're on the other side of the 50-yard line, we're taking a shot. FSU is trying to load the run. The tendency had been when Miami has two backs in the game, and I think they had both Marty and Fletch in, we're going to run the ball. So you fake the run with Fletch. He turns around and flicks it back, and Malachi Toney running down the field wide open. I thought he called a perfect game until we got a little bit conservative in the fourth quarter. But you understand that, and I'm going to address that before we even get to it, because I saw Miami fans complaining. Mario got too conservative. Do you guys not remember what happened last year against Syracuse when it was 21-0 and everybody got in their feelings because Miami didn't run the ball enough? You run the ball to win. You finish out the game to win. All you Miami fans complaining about what the final score was, we whooped Florida State's ass from the word go. Remember where we've been for 20-plus years and appreciate what this team is and stop crying about the final score and that we let Florida State get 200 yards in the fourth quarter. Nobody cared. We won, and that's all that matters. That state is ours. The next thing that's ours will be the ACC championship, and the next thing after that that's going to be ours is national title number 6.
Okay, John, but you know I'm putting a list together. What you're willing to sell off as we collect money for the Keep Malachi Toney NIL Fund. Just let me know what I should put you down for, your house, your car, your kids' college savings. Just keep me in the loop, okay?
Well, we can start with they can have this house. Well, let me finish the house for another year, maybe two. They can have the house after that because maybe then I'll be moving to South Florida. My car they can take tomorrow. Hell, I was on Campbellton Road here in Atlanta yesterday for a basketball tournament. I was hoping my car would disappear. Take it. You could have it. You know what? You can even have Kane for a weekend. You want to buy Kane for a weekend? We could sell him. No, I wouldn't do that because I love my boy to death. But, yeah, just about anything to keep Malachi around.
Realistically, John, I know it's a long ways away, and, you know, he's 18. Or is he still 7? He's 18 now, right?
No, he's 18. Yeah. He just turned 18.
Yeah. What's he going to go for next year in the NIL market? I can't think of a more impactful player in their first 5 games in Hurricanes history in a very, very long time.
You don't get freshmen like typically freshmen come in at Miami and have to sit for a while. He's everything that Jeremiah Smith was last year at Ohio State. Now, Jeremiah's bigger and fat, maybe fat. I don't know if he's faster. But Malachi has been that guy. Think back 5 weeks ago before the season started, the questions we always asked about what was going to be the biggest concern for Miami. And receiver was always right there at the top. We knew nothing about these guys. The top 4 pass catchers from a year ago are gone. Nobody, and this is no disrespect to Jacoby George or Xavier Restrepo, nobody's worried about those dudes right now because Malachi Toney is a star. CJ Daniels should have been a Miami Hurricane 5 years ago with the swag that he has. The fact that he ran up in the camera and did the mock tomahawk chop is one of the funniest things I've ever seen a Miami player do, and we've had some funny guys. But Solana, to your point with Malachi, he's going to get paid, and he deserves every dime of it if he's not already getting paid. I know we need, you know, I'm not sure if John Ruiz still has money laying around. He needs to pony up with Life Wallet and start handing this guy some cash right now.
You may have more money in that car than he has left from what I've read in the Miami Herald. Hey, but you mentioned, John, like you said, next up ACC title. So I don't think they have another ranked team on the schedule. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a particular game upcoming that makes you more nervous than the others?
Friday night against Louisville, a week from Friday, Louisville can score. You know, one thing about Jeff Brohm is he can coach offense. And, Hawk, I guess if there's something that has me concerned at all, it's how do you deal with it now when it's not an in-state rival, when it's not Notre Dame, it's just a regular week, you're going against an inferior opponent. Can you keep these same unbelievable habits that you've had over 5 weeks of football and keep it going? Because you think about it, every game outside of Bethune, which Bethune, again, I think you and I could have ran for 100 yards against Bethune. Every other game had some type of motivation behind it. It's Notre Dame, no questions asked. South Florida had just beaten Florida and were running their mouth a little bit. Okay, now you've motivated Miami. Then it's Florida, and then it's Florida State. So you've had a bunch of games of motivation. Now you're going to be more talented than anybody else you play. Can you hold that up? You know, Virginia Tech used to be one on the road you get worried about. Virginia Tech's not very talented. Pitt looked pretty good this weekend with a new quarterback. but it's still Pitt. The only thing that concerns you there is the last week of the year, and it's probably going to be cold weather. But Miami, Louisville's the one, I guess, if there's any semblance of concern, it's then. But I think the electric juice will be out at Hard Rock Stadium, and this team's just too powerful for a team like Louisville.
And now, has this? What do they have to do for people just to say the hell with it? Like, they were questioning Mario, and Mario had some questionable calls early. Hawk was talking about it earlier. In that fourth quarter, you run the ball in the game. Nobody's talking about the yardage that the Florida State Seminoles had in the fourth quarter a month from now. Nobody gives a damn. But could this run make people not question Mario at least for a couple years?
Oh, 100%. Now, you got to finish it. You got to make the playoffs and make a run. Now, you get into the playoffs, all bets are off. I saw Oregon last year go undefeated and get mollywopped in the opening round of the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen on a Saturday. But if Mario gets us to the playoffs and we finally win our first ACC, people have to stop questioning the dude. Like, you know, I was very tough on him that first year and even the second year with the non-kneel down against Georgia Tech. Last year, you know what? You lost because your defensive coordinator wasn't very good, and maybe you just didn't have the right talent on the defensive side of the ball. He's made great hires along the way. Shannon Dawson comes in after Gattis. Josh Gattis was a disaster. Lance Guidry's a disaster. Now he finds this maniac in Corey Heatherman, who I absolutely love as a defensive coordinator, and the defense turns around in year one. Mario's done everything great coaches do. He's found guys to go make his program better. He's a tireless recruiter, and the only thing you can ever question is what happens on Saturdays. You took care of Notre Dame. Late game, you knew how to get the job done. You ran through Florida, and you ran through Florida State. Now it's just a matter of taking that next step, winning the ACC. And if you look at the four teams at the top of the ACC, Miami's the prohibited favorite. It's Miami. It's Georgia Tech, and I love Brent Key. I think he's doing a really good job there. It's Duke, and it's Virginia. Come on, man. If not now, then when?
I hope it's now, man. I hope it is now.
I love – what's his – Heatherman, the D.C.?
Oh, my God. Just watching him, right? Like, he just looks like a maniac. I love him.
They were up by 25. They scored the first touchdown in the fourth, and then he just started blitzing the hell out of them again. I was so excited.
Make him the Dolphins defensive coordinator. Talk about a team getting violent.
No. Keep him at the VU. Let's not get him out of there. I need that dude for five. This is only his second year calling plays as a DC. Last year at Minnesota was his first year ever calling plays. And now he's at Miami. All I know is we need NIL for Malachi Toney. We need a raise for Corey Heatherman, like today. Tear up whatever contract you gave him and give that dude a raise because he's earned it.
He is fun to watch, man. How about that Dolphins collapse yesterday, John? We're out of time, but that was something, huh?
Yeah, it was great. We do picks here, and the only damn pick I missed this week is I had the Dolphins minus 1.5. I was feeling great. I'm like, dude, this is easy. 17-0. How is he still employed? That's all I want to know. How is that guy still employed today? Mike McDaniel, go be an OC somewhere, or go give motivational speeches to kids. I don't know what he needs to do. Just not.
Oh, no, I mean, not motivational speeches. Anything but that. I mean, a reverse motivational speech. Go deliver eulogy.
Right.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels. You hear him sometimes on ESPN radio nationally as well. Thank you, John.
All right, no problem.
There you go, John Michaels.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.